I'm Beth Hover, a member of the board for Our Community Cares volunteer organization, and you're in tune to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Feeling unsatisfied with all the boring, restrictive categories like romance and drama or horror?
Tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. and get turned on to movie genres like eco-horror.
life, in my life.
Sing, man.
Say farewell, say goodbye to my world. Breathe and strive. I got joy in my life, in my life.
One more time.
Feeling good.
Yes, feeling good day and night, every day, every night. I've got joy in my life, in my life, in my life. Ooh, glory. Yes, beloved, I got joy, 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 joy. Yes, and why? Because things can get brighter. Yes, they can. This is the bright side, and there is a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we come with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Am I right about it? You can say amen. Hey, listen, we want to shout out as we get our morning broadcast going, our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin, who celebrates his birthday on today. So happy birthday, Brother Randall, wherever you may be. Well, filling in for him today is our station owner, Mr. Tom Rowe. So glad that he's here helping us out. Yes, giving me the thumbs up. Thank you, Tom, and God bless you and Galen and your family today and every day in every way. And so we are here to say, beloved, don't quit in the dip. I don't care how great a day, how dark the cloud. Oh, my God, there is a bright side somewhere. The sun is still there. The sun is still shining. And that's what we come to do. Some shine, a little light, shine some of that light, that love on you, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. You don't even have to stop what you're doing. You can keep doing what you're doing and just receive, huh? Joy, joy, joy. That was the choir room featuring Ben Rector. Yes, beloved, we got more music for you. 29 minutes of music coming at you. Strength and Help by Jeffrey Dennis featuring Denise Renee. Trust by Brother Kenny Robinson. Even If, Brother Anthony Evans. I Will Fear No More, the Afters. But God, B.B. Winans. Yahweh, Elevation Worship featuring Chris Tomlin. God's Got Me, Anthony Brown. And then, beloved, after that, I will be back with my spiritual social commentary for today, this first day after the end of daylight savings time. Are you crying with me? Well, that extra hour of sleep felt pretty good, didn't it? But yes, beloved, it's going to get darker earlier. So you make plans accordingly. But remember, the sun is still shining anyway. There's a bright side to that too. Here we go with the music. 29 minutes of it. Strength and Help featuring Jeffrey Dennis and Denise Renee.
Sure, if you make it another day, I have a word from the Lord that He will see you through. He will strengthen and help you. Now
just must live by faith, no matter come what may.
Being honest, this is the hardest song my heart will sing. My words are broken, my dream is stolen. How do I say what I don't mean? You don't know me anything, but in my darkness, you still. Speak peace. So I'll lift my hands, I'll sing again. You're good to me, you're good to me. And as I wait, I'll sing it there. You're good to me,
you're good to me.
Till my heart believes, I won't stop saying, you're good to me. So good to me. taste it and say, you're good to me.
Steals my breath. It's a heavy weight upon my chest. As I lie awake and wonder what the future will hold, help me to remember that you're in control. You're my courage when I worry in the dead of night. You're my strength 'cause I'm not strong enough to win. You are greater than the battle raging in my mind. I will trust you, Lord. I will fear no more. I will lift my eyes. I will lift my cares. Lay them in your hands. I'll leave them there. When the wind and waves are coming, you shelter me.
By grace are we saved, because of him who rose from the grave. Not a deed that we've done to deserve the gift of his son. Yes, I know where I died for me. She's
So trust what I say. Oh, tonight you can receive His love today. If you're here and you're lost, oh, know that Jesus paid the cost at the cross between two thieves. Ask of Him, Lord, remember me.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Campskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're listening to The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere right here with me on WGXC. Listen, we are listener-supported radio for open ears, and we accept partners and donors and contributions all the year long. Check us out at wgxc.org/donate if you want to participate. We're here with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we've got Yahweh, God's Got Me, coming right up. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Take it in vain.
Well, beloved, I'm back. And I got a few things on my mind. A couple of things there. Yes, beloved, I'm back. I got a couple of things on my mind. Yes, a couple of things I want to share. One thing, happy November. A little bit of trivia. Did you know that the name November comes from the Latin word novum, which means the ninth month of the year? Yes, in the Roman calendar, November was the ninth month of the year. Where we get these extra 2 months from? I don't know. Go figure. But it is also, amen, when we celebrate nationally Thanksgiving. Stores have already begun to put out their Thanksgiving sales, et cetera, and so forth. And we don't want to lose sight or lose track of the fact that it is an annual day celebrated nationwide to pause and give God thanks. Give thanks for the blessings that we have received and the people who have blessed us, those we love and those we know and those who know and love us, right? It's only right that we should be giving God thanks, beloved. We are nestled here in Columbia County in a most beautiful setting, nestled between the Berkshire Mountains and the Catskill Mountains. And many people come up here and say, wow, this is truly beautiful. This is God's country, right? You may not have those kind of settings around you, but you still have much to give God thanks for. Yes, beloved, we have national safety and security from terrorists, foreign and domestic, because of the labors of the brave, yes, but also because of the goodness of God. We give God thanks. We have a roof over our head. Yes, you have a roof over your head and a place to lay down in a bed. We give God thanks. If we have shoes for our feet, we have food to eat, we have clothes to wear, we might have had or still have some hair. We should give God thanks, beloved. A songwriter penned the words, "In everything, give God thanks. In everything, give God thanks. In the good times, praise his name. In the bad times, do the same. In everything, give God thanks." Last weekend, I heard a story about a pastor whose family just loves fast food from one of the hamburger chains. And so the parent, like a lot of us, when we can, we want to see the big happy faces. And so he took his family to get burgers one afternoon. And as they walked toward the entry door, they saw a homeless man, and he looked like he hadn't washed in months. His hair and beard were matted. His clothes were torn and tattered, and he looked raggedy. They saw him dumpster dive for food. He went in and he pulled out a hamburger that was wrapped up, half eaten, in a piece of paper. He took it and put it on the side, came back to the dumpster, went in again, pulled out some French fries and put them by the side of the hamburger, came back, went back again, came out with a drink and put that on the side. Then he sat down and he did something they didn't expect. He put his hands together, bowed his head, and began to give God thanks. The little boy said, "Dad, can we get this man some food?" And before the father could even answer, they observed another couple coming out of the restaurant, and they took the bag of food that they had purchased for the man over to the man. And the man gave them thanks, and he pushed aside the food that he had gotten from his dumpster dive, and he got into the bag, and he pulled out the burger, and he put that on the side like he had done before, and then he pulled out some super-sized French fries, and he put that on the side, and then he pulled out a super-sized drink, and he put that on the side, and he did what he did before. He bowed his head, and he gave God thanks. In everything, beloved, we should give God thanks. I got stirred by a conversation I had earlier last week. Someone asked me, "What do you think about Thanksgiving?" And they were referring to how, you know, the native indigenous people of this land had welcomed the pilgrims, and how, you know, they celebrated helping them get through the first winters here, teaching them how to deal with the terrain and the weather and how to farm and, you know, harvest. And so the crops that they had and the wildlife that they were able to tame or to capture, and they made a feast, right? And so, amen, we call that the first Thanksgiving. Well, the holiday of Thanksgiving actually came many centuries later, but, you know, that was supposedly like the first Thanksgiving. And so people are, you know, thinking about the genocide of the of these indigenous people here in the nation and saying, should we be celebrating Thanksgiving? And so this person asked me, what were my views? And, you know, I told her, as a believer, as a Christian, I believe that in everything we should give God thanks. In the book of Psalms, there are 18 chapters that mention giving thanks. In Psalm 7:17, it says, I will give to the Lord thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praises to the name of the Lord Most High. And Psalm 100 is perhaps the most well-known psalm of thanksgiving. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Beloved, I have made up my mind. I'm going to be like Daniel. I'm going to give God thanks no matter what I face. Like Joseph, no matter what I face. Like Jonah. Oh, we may go through some hard times and have some hard consequences to face, but I give God thanks for the gift of repentance. Like Hannah, I give God thanks. Amen. Whatever he does, not just for what he gives, but for who he is. Yes, beloved, in everything, I've learned to give God thanks, and I'm not by myself. I know you out there understand it too. God is worthy to be praised, and he deserves our thanks. In John chapter 11 and verse 42 to 43, at the resurrection of Lazarus, Jesus took a moment and said, God, I thank you. Hallelujah, for I know that you hear me when I pray. I said this not for my benefit, but for the people standing here. Yes, beloved, there are some people who think that they don't have anything to give God thanks for. Oh, but if they hear the roll call of the things that God has done, they can break through that heaviness, that cloud of darkness over their heads, and realize and recognize that I do have something to give God thanks for. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18 says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give God thanks in all circumstances. This is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. In everything, give him thanks. In everything, give him thanks. In the good times, praise his name. In the bad times, do the same. In everything, give the King of Kings all the thanks. Beloved, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I want to wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving early. Amen. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. And I just want to get ready to move to the side, but let you know that there is a bright side somewhere. And we've got some more music for you, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, we do. We are going to hear Peace Be Still. Yes, in the midst of it all, Mr. Keontae, Peace Be Still.
Master, the tempest is raging, the billows are tossing high, the sky. Shelter, shelter, or help is nigh. Careth, these are disciples, y'all. Nigh, than we perish. Oh. Yeah. praise Jesus. All he had to say was, peace be still.
Peace be still.
Oh. Can I get a witness? So wave your hand tonight. If you need it, Father, we need it in our school, Jesus. We need it in our jobs. God, we need it in Jackson, Mississippi. Give me still. Yeah. Whenever the Lord said, I want to tell somebody tonight, I don't care what the devil said. I don't care what the devil did. You're leaving with peace. Matter of fact, by the time you get back to your address, you ought to walk in your house and say, thank you for peace. God, I thank you for peace. You've been a good God. You've been a good God. Anybody know all he got to do is be peace. I don't care what it looks like. You're going to heaven. Matter of fact, you already got it. Can somebody wave your hand? Lift up your hand and thank God. You've been a good God. We thank you for peace. I need you to put your hand in the neighbor's hand, squeeze the hand. Hey, can you do me a favor? I wish I could touch everybody, but can you look at me and say, neighbor, I want to let you know something. Tell them, first off, I love you. But say, neighbor, I don't care what you've been going through. Say, neighbor, whatever you've been going through, I'm getting ready to pull you out. When I count to three, I just want you to pull your neighbor and give God a ridiculous peace praise. One, two, three. Pull your neighbor and say, welcome to your season of peace. Whatever. Anybody grateful? I said, anybody grateful? Ooh, me. Ooh, me. I need to look at your neighbor and say, peace be still. You're not leaving the same way you came.
Tell me,
but you're going to leave in peace and name. Oh, my.
Peace, peace, peace.
Can somebody lift up your voice and give God glory for peace? Give God glory for peace. I don't need no selfish worshipers, but can you give God glory not for your peace, but for somebody sitting next to you? That when I lift up my hand, I'm petitioning God. Don't just move for me, but move on everybody on my road. Somebody shout. Somebody clap your hand. Open up your mouth and give God the best praise.
Yes, beloved, whenever the Lord says peace, there will be peace. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Let us pray for peace in our own mind. Let us pray for peace in our families and peace in our communities. And in everything, give God thanks. He's the one who can bring us in and bring us out, bring us to and bring us through. Yes, beloved, give God the praise. Give God the thanks. Amen. Right now where you are, just say, thank you, God. Hallelujah for being so good to me. Listen, I'm going to get ready to leave out of here. Remember, Election Day on Tuesday. Yes, beloved. Remember to turn over those ballots. There are amendments and petitions on there. Propositions, rather. Propositions, probably preceded by petitions. Yes, so remember Election Day. Pray for our political leaders and those who aspire to office. And let's pray God will give us the leaders that we need to help us get to higher heights. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. This is the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip, beloved. Remember, God is on your side.